pleased with it. Thoughts today after what's been sort of a kind of a tumultuous 48 hours
for your club. The piece to our game that we struggled with the most in the last 2-3 weeks was a strength for us last night. Our forwards pressured the puck very hard, you know, from one end to the other, and it allowed the gap that you've heard me say over and over again. It allowed it to happen, and even on some of the small number of slightly broken plays that there was an advantage to be had by the other team, we were able to make up with it for some good sticks, but there wasn't a huge volume of those events. So we were really good in that department. I think there was a board up during the game of the shots that we've given up to Connor over the last stretch of hockey, and it's just too big. So we were better at that. The quality was down, and then you put Connor in a position that he can make a save like he made. He's got the energy to do that. I mean, he's been doing that in each game, but we've tried to keep that number to one or two of those special saves that he made, and so everybody gets a piece of that game.
Jacob Trouba gets 3 assists last night. He doesn't care about that, but and he gets a career mark. I mean, without Dustin Byfuglien, what have you liked about Jacob's ability to kind of step up in both ends of the ring?
Jake's an unusual defenseman, right? He's in some ways a throwback. He can hit heavy and he can play that really kind of strong physical game, but there's some hands there to make plays and to see the ice. So he's got a little bit more power play time this year. Part of it is Dustin's absence, but part of it is running on the other unit, which was good when he was there as well. So he's been given more of an opportunity and something that he's always wanted.
He said he just kind of gets the puck to Wheeler and things are pretty easy in that regard too, right?
Some nights that's basically, and last night there was a lot to that, right? Yeah. Just pull it to the middle and get it to the guy. But he's also had a hand in that. Some offensive success that were good plays by Jake.
Give us any insight on your goalie for tomorrow?
Yeah, LB's going to go tomorrow. Lauren's going to go. I mean, we talked to Connor after the amount of work that he had in Colorado, what he wanted to do, whether he wanted to space it and come back against Arizona, because LB had played so well against Vegas. I was open to it, but Connor felt, you know, based on the way that game went in Colorado, he wanted to be in the net with the guys, and that was the right call for him to go, but LB deserves to go back in.
Brassois came out and assessed the damage behind the net there, the glass everywhere in the food, and made the point that it looks like Patty's still got some heat to that shot, but did you notice anything about his demeanor today after maybe the weight off his shoulders?
I found that, you know what, it was in the game. So there's the goal scoring part. I wasn't concerned whether he was going to score goals again. I mean, he's going to always be able to do that. What was different about his game was his directness. He got 2 or 3 good hits. He showed an emotional level, getting in on the power play, giving a little back on the cross check that Scheif had received, so that he was at the right level, and then played a completely understandable game from a coach's point of view and from your line mate's point of view. When you put, now you're in the right environment, right? You're in the right mental state. So probably the biggest tell is the first shot he didn't get off, and the second shot he flubbed. Like he didn't get the first 2 shots off, and there wasn't that frustration level that kind of took him out of the next shot. He stayed in it. He stayed mentally in the game. So then he's going to make good on those.
What was the message to him, Paul? You've often talked about Ehlers. When you get an opportunity like that, you have to play a certain way in order to stay there. Did you have that discussion with Patrick yesterday as well?
We talked about what that job demands. It's not about whether he's good enough to play there. There's a big difference between playing against the other team's best. And a lot of what it demands is some patience. Just run your routes, put pucks back down. If you let the other line counter, just no different than if the other team did that to Scheif's line, if you turn pucks over on those kind of players, you're going to have a long night and a problem, and then you can't play there. So Nikolai went there this year, and I think for the first time understood that, and he had one heck of a month of December for us. It was the best hockey in my mind he's ever played. Kyle grew into that, and I've talked about that Carolina game in Carolina last year where he figured that out, that this is a different game of hockey played at this strata. So I was very pleased that Patty was able to do that.
Three quarters of the way through the season, you look at things in blocks. I know that. How would you assess where you are with 1 quarter left?
Well, because of just our recent games this last 2-3 weeks that we played, or let's just say from All-Star game to here, certainly we've got a lot of work to do, but it's good work to do. The adversity that we're facing, and we're still in it, we've got to go out and do it again and build it now a base of confidence back. I'm jumping all over, but it'll be a base of confidence in a different kind of game than we were playing necessarily in November, because the game is different now. We have to adapt to the way the game's played now, just as you have to adapt to the way the playoffs are played, and that's why that experience is important. So now is really, really critical time that we show that shift in our mentality in our game. Saw it last night. We really haven't had it. We've had it in spots during the year, and interestingly enough, in some of the bigger games, I think we've got that emotion. We had right energy, right emotion, and that's the importance of this last quarter.
Is there anything jump to mind for you for Shane Doan's night tomorrow?
You know, I do. 1995, Tucker Aginla Doan playing on the Kamloops Blazers that blew the doors off us in the Memorial Cup final. Remember that? Not very happy about that. And then just a good hard pro after that, you know. There are certain players that have reputations that are warranted of being really good, solid men. There are some, I think, that work the media pretty good about it. Shane's one of those guys that has been kind of honest and true and a really good pro and kind to all people. I would think that's your experience too as members of the media. He's respectful of all questions. He takes his time. And so I didn't like him a long time ago. Really happy for him now.
Anything you can tell us about Kulikov? I mean, I assume Wheeler's maintenance. But what about
Both Dimitri? Guys will be players for us tomorrow.
Any news on 33 back home?
Yeah, I mean, he's progressing. We think he gets on the ice next week. We thought from injury it's a 2-3 week thing now after the last set of tests, so positive moving forward.
So 2-3 weeks from now?
So he's in week one, just coming up on the end of week one. When we go back home, we'll get him back on the ice. That would be week two, so then we're probably in a week or two from that.
Yes, so he hasn't really been skating.
Not the first week, no.